So brothers and sisters in Christ, once again, for those of you who have returned, it's great to have you back here as we once again gather as the body of Christ to once again celebrate the power of our sacred mysteries. And what I'm going to do this week is we're going to leave this gospel for next week, because next week we're going to hear about how this excursion goes, where they're sent out two by two by two by two, kind of how it goes. So let's leave that to next week. And what we're going to do today is we're going to bring a story to life. And I'm going to do something here today for the kids. We're going to bring a little bit to life here for the kids here later on in this homily. And that's why I have with me here today before us this piece, okay? What it is, we're going to come to that here in a moment. But first of all, let's set the stage. When we think about the story of King Saul, first king of the Israelite people, the first one, and yet he has two handicaps. The first one is this, his jealousy towards David. Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit. All right, brothers and sisters, David kills who? Goliath. David is also the commander of the Israelite armies. Success story after success story after success story. And after one of these forays, all of a sudden they're walking through, Saul and David together, cities of Israel, and women are playing sistrums and also tambourines, and they also sing out these words. Now listen carefully. David has slew his tens of thousands. Saul has slew his thousands. Uh-oh. Saul stops, and he says, David, they credit with tens of thousands. Me, it's only thousands. David, jealousy towards David to the point now of where he tries to put David to death. Time after time after time after time. So in this story, jealousy leads to anger. Okay? First point. Second thing is this. We are called by God to listen and to do what he asks of us. Comes a point in 1 Samuel 15, verse 3, chapter 15, verse 3, where God says this to the prophet Samuel to Saul, and I quote, "Go and attack the Amalekites and completely destroy everything they have. Do not spare them. Kill men, women, infants, nursing babes, oxen, sheep, camels, donkeys, wipe them out." Is this what happens? No, it doesn't. Here's what Saul decides. If something is worthwhile, he puts it over here. But for those of you worthwhile, guess what happens to you? You're exterminated. So the worthwhile, oxen, sheep, camels, donkeys, all of this, along with King Agag, spared. Those of you over there, not worthwhile, are put to death. Now, I could devote a homily today and kind of go off on this idea of why would God want to destroy a people? Men, women, infants, nursing babes, donkeys, camels, the whole thing. We'll leave that for another homily. There's a reason for that. Why God demanded that. But remember, we're talking here today about Saul. The first thing we learned is Saul is so jealous of David, he wants to put him to death. And the second thing we learn now in this story is this, that Saul refuses to listen to God's voice. And with that, everything goes south. In fact, David gets tired of trying to be killed. So he goes into the enemy land to seek peace and security, the land of the Philistines. And when he goes into the land of Philistines, all of a sudden the Philistines, they aren't fools. They realize David is no longer the commander. Let's attack. And they attack. Saul doesn't have David anymore. So Saul has to lead the attack. And as the story goes now, he sees the number of troops before him, all of these Philistine troops, and he loses heart. And so what does he do? That's where we're going to come to this. But before I get to this, I want to be very clear. One thing the Catholic Church is clear about is that we steer clear of anything of the occult or the cult. I'm talking Ouija boards, seances, mediums, fortune tellers, magicians, Satanism, all of it is not good. Stay away from it. Trust me. Having to work with some of this stuff, please steer clear of it. Sometimes you think, well, I'll call in spirits, and all of a sudden I'll have fun with this, and bad things start happening in people's lives. Trust me on that as a priest. Those things, what they do is they open us up to evil. They say we don't need God. And what do we do when we commit, when we say we don't need God, we commit sin. Okay? But in this story, what do we realize? Saul has done something right. He's driven all the mediums and fortune tellers out of his country. And yet, it's amazing what we do to save our skin. What do? Well, this is what Saul does. He seeks out a medium. Okay, now what is a medium? Well, here's what a medium does. A medium conjures up someone who has died to speak to someone who is alive. We're going to see that here in a moment, okay? How that looks. All right? And that's what Saul wants. And they look, and they look, and they look, and they find a medium. The name was the Witch Endor of all things. So here we're going to turn it over a little bit for the kids to bring this homily a little bit of alive. So I'm going to all of a sudden now become the medium for Saul. Okay? You could say the Witch Endor, but I'm going to be the medium. And so here we go. All right? So what do we need? We need to bring bring this forward. And the first thing I ask, remember now, I'm trying to conjure someone up from the dead for Saul. So I have to ask, who do you want me to bring? Conjure up. And he says, Samuel. Let's see what we can do. Okay? All right? So here we are. We're over our big glass, you know, thing that we can see into. So we say, here we go. Samuel, Samuel, where art thou, Samuel? Abracadabra, abracaboom. I see someone. Who goes there? And I hear this. It is Abel, meaning I've gone too far back in time. I'm not saying I'm the best medium in the land, but there's something here about Abel that helps us. Abel, remember his story, was killed by who? Cain, his brother. Why? Jealous. Have we heard that already? Cain was so jealous of Abel, he killed him. And so we say today, we say this to Abel. We say, Abel, not the one I'm seeking. Sorry to hear a brother killed you, but know this, your brother is sorry, and he's turned around his life big time. Go back to sleep. Okay, we got to try again. Samuel, Samuel, where art thou, Samuel? To the future we go beyond Abel. Abracadabra, abracaboom. I see someone. Who goes there? And I hear this. It's Elvis Presley. Now I've gone too far into the future. Okay? Way too far in the future. You know, I'm not saying I'm good at this, but I say, Elvis, you're still popular in 2021, but remember this, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. Makes a point, though. In the presence of God, we really ain't nothing but a hound dog, right? Heed what God says. Right? All right. Now Saul's about ready to kill me because I'm not very good. But I say, Saul, remember this. Can't find anybody else, so let's give it another try. Samuel, Samuel, where art thou, Samuel? Between Abel and Evil Knievel, Elvis Presley, we must go. Abracadabra, abracaboom. And we see someone. And who is it? It's Samuel. I say, Saul, it's all yours. Saul looks into this globe and he says this, Samuel, I'm in straits. I no longer have David. I stand out there. The Philistines are ready to conquer me. What can you tell me? And I wish every story had a good ending, but this one doesn't. Because what Samuel tells him is this: by this time tomorrow, your country will be destroyed at the hands of the Philistines, and you and your sons will be dead, and you will be with me tomorrow at this time. And that, brothers and sisters, is exactly what happens. That's what happens. So as you can see, I'm not a very good medium, so it's time for me to stop that once and for all and get back to being a priest of Jesus Christ. But one thing that I've realized with God's people, sometimes with me too, we can be very jealous people. And I want to tell you this, I've shared this with you before, but I think it's worth hearing again and again and again. Here's the golden rule of jealousy. If God has not given you something, don't worry about it. God has given you everything you need. If you don't have it, you don't need it. So stop worrying about what others have and worry about what you've got. Got it? You hear that? Stop worrying about others. You don't need it, God says. Figure out what you've got rather than what everybody else. Get to using it. Okay? God gave you, made you unique, not to be the person that you're jealous of. Figure out you and get to work being you. And remember this, jealousy with anger never wins. We learn that here. Okay? Number two, always heed the voice of the Lord and follow his way. We learn what happened here when that doesn't. Bad happens. Okay? Saul failed in both. And look at what happened. So heed those two things and follow those ways. Got it? Got it? All right, let's live it then. And let's conclude today with our sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So